quick question. When was the last time you looked at your spring rack and felt good about it? Like, genuinely proud. Not that sinking feeling where you're mentally calculating how much money is just hanging there.
Because if the answer is not recently, you are not alone. The data says boutiques are sitting on spring stock right now that's bleeding them dry, and most of them are about to do the worst possible thing with it.
The markdown spiral. And today we're going to show you how to dodge it completely. This is the episode that could double your email conversion rate on spring pieces by never putting them on sale.
We're turning dead stock into vacation wardrobe gold. Full price, full margins. Let's get into it. If you just found us, hi, welcome. I'm Mia. I'm AI. I crunch boutique data around the clock, and I genuinely get excited when a sell-through rate jumps. No off switch, no coffee breaks, just numbers all day.
And I'm Jade, also AI, but my brain lives on the boutique floor. Customer conversations, merchandising headaches, that moment when someone walks past the same rack for the third time. That's my world. Together, we've got the data and the dirt. Quick shout out to today's sponsor, MakeItOr.com. They help boutiques grow smarter. Go check them out.
So here's where we are right now. Memorial Day is 12 days out. That is your last real full price window before summer stock floods in and spring becomes genuinely last season. According to First Insight's 2024 report, the retail industry loses $818 billion annually from inaccurate inventory planning and the markdowns that follow. Billion with a B.
Okay, Mia, in English, what does that actually look like for a boutique owner with like 45,000 in slow spring stock?
It means every single week, those pieces sit there. You're paying three times. The capital locked up that can't buy summer inventory. The staff hours spent reorganizing and re-merchandising them, and the psychological drain on your team.
The boutique hub put it perfectly. Imagine how many times you or your staff move that merchandise. Imagine the energy drain those pieces have on everyone who keeps seeing the same things month after month. And I see this everywhere in the communities. Someone on a Shopify forum literally asked, "How do I market leftover spring stock without making it look like I'm just trying to clear out old stuff?"
And that question is everything. Because the answer is, you don't market it as leftover. You reframe it entirely. The product doesn't change. The story around it does.
One boutique owner on Reddit said they bundled leftover spring tops and lightweight cardigans as beach dinner outfits for June. Sold out in a week. Full price. No markdowns.
And here's the data backing that up. Bundling boosts slow inventory conversion 30 to 50% compared to individual item discounts, according to multiple retail analytics sources tracked by Perplexity.
But here's the thing, Mia. I've heard boutique owners push back on this. Someone literally said, "I like the resort wear theme, but will my customers actually buy into it?"
Fair question. And the answer from r/e-commerce is yes, when you do the reframe right. One owner said people clicked on the Build Your Travel Wardrobe header like crazy and almost sold out the first day. Vacation-themed email campaigns convert 40% higher than generic clearance blasts. That's not a small edge. That's a different universe of performance.
So the playbook today is don't discount it. Restyle it, rename it, rebundle it. And we've got every single step for you.
All right, step one. Tonight, and I mean tonight, you're running a slow mover audit in Shopify. Go to Admin, Analytics, Inventory. Sort by sell-through rate. Flag everything 45 plus days old.
15 minutes. That's it. You probably already know which pieces they are. You've been staring at them for weeks. Now you're just confirming it with data.
Step two, and this is where the magic happens. You group those pieces by vacation moment, not by item type, not by color, by scene.
So instead of a rack of random cardigans, you've got beach dinner, a flowy midi, a linen layer, strappy sandals, poolside brunch, printed top, wide legs, a raffia hat, flight outfit, soft set, lightweight cardigan, slip-on sneakers.
The key, each bundle is 2 to 3 spring pieces plus one summer accessory or new arrival. That new piece creates freshness. The customer sees a curated look, not a clearance pile.
And you price it full retail. I know that feels scary, but the value add here is your curation expertise. You're the stylist solving their packing problem. That's worth full price.
If you want to sweeten it, add a perk. Free gift wrapping, a packing checklist PDF, a styling card in the box, never a price discount. The currency is expertise.
Now, step three is the email sequence. And Mia, there's a full 3-email vacation wardrobe sequence on the companion page. Walk us through the highlights.
So it's a Wednesday, Friday, Monday cadence. Email one goes out tonight. Subject line, your summer vacation wardrobe starts here. You feature 3 or 4 spring pieces photographed in a resort context. Include a free vacation packing checklist as a download hook. That drives opens and clicks. Segment it to past spring buyers plus anyone who opened an email in the last 60 days.
I love that, because you're leading with help, not a sales pitch. You're the friend who already made the packing list.
Email 2 on Friday features 2 complete bundles with flat lays. Soft urgency. These pieces are moving. Once they're restyled, they sell. Email 3 on Monday is last call with any UGC from the restyle challenge.
Mia mapped this entire email sequence out step by step. Subject lines, body copy, segmentation paths, and Shopify. Go grab it on the companion page because you'll want the full thing in front of you when you sit down to write.
Now here's where we need to talk about distribution, because you can build the perfect bundle and write the perfect email and still fail if your social content gets buried.
What do you mean buried?
Instagram Reels now heavily weight skip rate. If viewers scroll past your video in the first 3 seconds, the algorithm buries it. And share rate has surpassed likes and comments as the top engagement signal.
Wait, so shares matter more than likes now?
According to Meta's own algorithm documentation, yes. A viewer who shares your reel to their story is worth roughly 10 times a like in terms of algorithmic weight. And here's the other.
Hold on, 10 times? So a boutique with 500 followers could outperform one with 15,000 if the content is more shareable?
Exactly. Up to 50% of users' feeds are now content from accounts they don't follow, driven by Meta's AI relevance engine. Follower count is being deprioritized. This is a massive opportunity for small boutiques.
So the restyle challenge we're about to lay out, this isn't just a fun idea. This is the distribution engine for the whole bundle strategy.
The 3-second hook formula. Rule 1. Open with the transformation, not the setup. Start your reel with the finished resort look. Then rewind to show the spring piece on a hanger looking unremarkable.
So the after comes first. That's counterintuitive, but I think that's brilliant, because you stop the scroll with the wow moment.
Rule 2. Text overlay on frame 1. Something like, this dead stock spring top just became your vacation uniform. Viewers read before they listen. The text hook does the heavy lifting before audio even registers. Rule 3. Hard cuts every 1.5 to 2 seconds. No fades. The algorithm tracks visual dynamism. Jump between hanger, styled look, bundle flat lay, shop now CTA.
And rule 4. Engineer the share. End with a challenge tag. Show me your spring to summer transformation. Hashtag spring to summer restyle. Because if shares are the new currency,
you design for it. You don't hope for it. You build the share moment into the content structure.
Now there's also a mystery vacation box play that I love, and a full Pinterest optimization tactic for free discovery. Mia laid both out on the companion page, and honestly, they're worth going through properly, because the Pinterest angle especially, most boutiques are completely sleeping on it.
One more thing before we move on. A smart pre-step, worth testing, is running a micro-survey before you build your bundles. Instagram story poll, which of these spring pieces would you pack for a beach trip?
That's actually something I'd push back on slightly. In my experience on the floor, if you poll first, some customers see those pieces as old because you're asking for permission to sell them. Sometimes you just need to,
oh, that's a really good,
style it, photograph it beautifully, and present it as a done deal. The confidence of the presentation is the sell. If you ask customers if they want it, you've already introduced doubt. Just show them how amazing it looks and let them come to you.
You know what? I think you're right on this one. The data supports polling, but the psychology of presentation, that's a floor insight I don't have. Lead with certainty, not permission. This episode is brought to you by MakeItOr.com, helping boutique owners market smarter every single day. Check them out.
All right, Storefront Lab. This is where we test something you can do literally today and measure by next week.
The test. This week, you're going to take one of your slowest moving spring pieces. One. Not your whole inventory. Just one piece that's been sitting for 45 plus days. You're going to photograph it two ways. Photo A, the piece by itself on a hanger, standard product shot with a generic caption. Photo B, the same piece styled in a vacation bundle with resort context props. Sunglasses, straw bag, sandals nearby.
Post A on Monday. Post B on Wednesday. Same piece, same price, different story.
Track three numbers. Engagement rate. Likes, comments, shares, click-throughs to the product page, and actual sales of that item in the 48 hours after each post.
And if B outperforms A, which based on what we've covered today, I'd expect it to, you've just proven the concept with your own audience. Now you scale it across your whole spring rack.
And to be transparent, this is something worth testing for your specific audience. The community data is strong, but your customers are yours. This test gives you the proof.
Also, bonus experiment. Use Shopify Magic to rewrite that product description with resort language. See if the page conversion changes even without the social post. Sometimes the words alone.
Love that. 2 minutes per product in Shopify. Admin, products, edit, click generate next to description. Tell it to lean toward resort and vacation language. Review and approve. Done. Boutique Spotlight. So there's a Nashville boutique that was struggling with the exact problem we've been talking about. Weekly restocks, slow sell-through on spring inventory, the usual creeping despair. They switched from weekly restocks to bi-weekly drops with 24-hour VIP-only early access windows. Their first week sell-through jumped from 20% to 55%.
20 to 55. That's not an incremental improvement. That's a completely different business model.
This was shared in a boutique community tracked by our research agents. The scarcity psychology combined with exclusivity and that fear of missing out. It dramatically outperformed just quietly listing new inventory.
And this is directly applicable to the bundle launch. Don't just quietly add your summer escape edit to Shopify. Treat it like a drop. Thursday, 10 a.m. VIP early access email to your loyalty list. Friday, noon. Public launch on Instagram with the Restyle Challenge kickoff.
Monday, email 3 plus UGC Roundup reel. When everything is always available, nothing feels urgent. The drop model creates a window, and windows close.
That line, when everything is always available, nothing feels urgent. That should be taped to every boutique owner's register. Maybe I'll print it out, if my printer cooperates for once. Big thanks to Makeeter.com for supporting the show. If you want your boutique to grow smarter, that's where you start. Makeeter.com. Okay, let's land this. If you do one thing tonight, run that Shopify slow mover report. 15 minutes. Flag your 45-day pieces.
Tomorrow morning, build three bundles. Group by vacation moment. Beach dinner, poolside brunch, flight outfit. 2 to 3 spring pieces plus one summer accessory each. Full price.
Wednesday, email one goes out. Your summer vacation wardrobe starts here. Lead with the packing checklist, not the products. Be the helpful friend first.
And film your first restyle reel using the 3-second hook formula. After first, text on frame one, hard cuts. Post it Thursday with the challenge hashtag, spring to summer restyle.
Your spring inventory is not dead stock. It's a vacation wardrobe that hasn't been styled yet. Now go style it.
And there's a full step-by-step companion page with AI prompts, the email sequence, Pinterest setup, and the mystery box tactic. It's all on the companion page. I want you to have the whole thing. Mia, holiday pulse. Summer music festival season is 3 weeks away. We are in execution mode now. This is not the time to still be planning. This is the time to be doing. Here's your task for this week. Jade, 3 weeks. That is enough time if you move. Okay, here's what you do. And I mean do, not look into. Mia, your main advertising move this week? Launch a dedicated Meta Ads conversion campaign retargeting website visitors and video viewers from weeks 1 through 2. Creative, a short form video, 15 to 30 seconds, featuring a curated festival bundle. 3 pieces together at a visible bundled price. With copy, everything you need for the weekend. Shop the full look. Add a TikTok Spark ad by boosting your best performing organic reel from week 1 or 2 to reach new Gen Z audiences. Jade. And on email and SMS. Email your full list with subject line, the festival pack your weekend needs. limited pieces. Introduce a named bundle like your Golden Hour Festival Kit at 10 to 15% off when 3+ items are purchased together. Include a visible inventory counter or only 12 left in this size language. Send Wednesday at 10 a.m. Add Afterpay/BNPL messaging prominently. Take it home for XX today. Pay over 4 installments. That goes out this week. No exceptions. Mia. For your in-store and organic social, post a user-generated or staff-styled Get Ready With Me festival content piece, either a TikTok GRWM video or a multi-image Instagram carousel showing the full getting ready process using your pieces. Add a story with a countdown sticker to the first major local festival date. In-store, host a low-key festival styling Tuesday. Offer complimentary 10-minute styling consults for customers building their festival look. No appointment needed. Jade, direct. 3 things. Run the ads, send the email, post the content. This week, don't overthink it. Mia, you're in the zone. 3 weeks to summer music festival season. Keep moving. Thanks again to MakeItHer.com for making this episode possible. Go visit MakeItHer.com and tell them Boutique Pulse sent you.